Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I'm going to make you love me. I got a lot of you calling in. This is Jethro. It's Psychic Jethro Show, and I hope you guys are ready to go, Psychic. We're going to be talking about how to bring that reservational energy in your spot of space to a higher level. Now, how does that for you? Softly saying, we're going to be working with the sixth sense. I have a lot of you calling in. I'm going to love this. I hope you guys are ready to go hyper. This is Jethro, and he's ready to go. We've got a lot of calls and a lot of emails. We're going to try to get to as many of you can. We've been doing this for the last week here. For those of you tuned in, I'm the founder of Psychics Gone Wild, and we've been running this special of Psychic Jethro, so you can get a little chance to hear what's going on with me and all over the country, what we're doing, what I'm doing. And, you know, I've got a lot of friends and family. I want to make sure those of you who are tuning in are getting that time to really contact with it. I want to thank all of you. We're doing a lot of work here with a lot of individuals. I've got friends from India. Remember, get in and get that www.jethrosmith.net at my website and get that reading. If you're not getting the email reading or at least a phone, I have opened up some extra times because I had, thank you for the grace of all of you callers, extra work here, and I'm just grateful. I want to tease a couple of you. You've got to give me a little more information to go with. I need a picture to read your aura. I know that you want me to look up on Facebook, and I apologize. If I'm doing the work for you and you're sending me a couple pictures, I can get it. Those of you who got yours in, you've already gotten your emails back. It takes me a day or two to type that out because I want to make sure. I also, for those of you who know, I'm very quick talker, as you can tell here, and that's why a lot of my clients tape on the phone. Well, what's really important about it is that you want to make sure that you give me those couple of questions with it. I do the general ones. I've had a lot of fun with that. If you send me an email, you know, it's very affordable and just, you know, a general reading. I'm going to give you the general things, what I'm seeing in relationship, what I'm seeing with love, what I'm getting with other flash, what I'm getting with people. And I've had people do that and then later have a question. But if you do both, you're going to have to, you know, work out something with me to be fair for my time. I love it. I've got a lot of you calling in. Jethro, I can't believe it. I remember you from Colorado. You used to read here on Francis Street. Do you know that I still go by the old tax place and think of you? Just know that it's not the same now without you and your angel friends. I want you to know that if you ever come back to Colorado, here's my number, and you can look at a time to contact me. I would love to sit and visit with you and possibly have a reading again. Well, yes, I will have them contact you. And I want to thank you, Chris. I will remember 10 years there in Longmont, Colorado, is where she's talking about. And yes, it is a wonderful place there. I thank you. The friend of ours knows that the person there that had owned the business has passed away, obviously, and a lot of friends have been asking me of different individuals to contact there. So, you know, definitely get with me on Facebook or one of those sites for that, because we do change. You know, I know that those of you remember Janet was one of our phenomenal healers back then. She has since passed away and went home. She had cancer and has went on higher to the higher up with the other work. Did it for years. Phenomenal healer. Very much friend. Those of you remember her coming down with me from the Rocky Mountains, down from Wyoming. I was born and raised. So I want to tease some of you guys that are writing in to me. Make sure you get those questions answered. We're going to take a little time today. We were talking about the totems. Those of you know, we're getting close to Halloween. We left off with the bats, and we were discussing spiders and bats. Those of you who have been taking that little time to check in, I know I have some friends to write. I looked it up on Google, and I do agree that the spider has a different meaning. You said set and wait and different work. I've seen the spiders do this, but I feel that mine's more in the writing. I remember you used to talk about that more with the spiders. It means all of it. You've got to realize, on this show, I give you a piece of this. I want you to take this information out. Good example here. Daryl has sent me a picture and has asked permission. I can read him over the radio. This is a good friend. I haven't seen you in quite a few years in Arizona. He's sending me his picture, asking me very pointedly, where is his relationship in life? He feels sad. Looking here, Daryl has got a coyote totem. Now, those of you who know, coyotes go out and they do relay courses. You may have a coyote, for example, that may have three or four relationships or more, and their pups may not be just from the same one. Wolves are very monogamous, just so you understand. Wolves marry, become male and female wolf, mate for life like an eagle, and that's it. You do not see wolves going out. Check this out. Look it up. what you'll find out with a coyote is not the same. And Daryl, what I'm seeing here is your relationships, and why you're not finding it is you're finding pieces. You're finding people. I can see that you have quite a few open relationships here going on in the way and the energy in your aura. You have three ladies here in your energy. Well, I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but I am saying that that's what's happening here for you. And you want that solid person. I would suggest looking at this, sitting down, becoming friends with some. Whenever you become very intimate with individuals, that puts that person into your situation. You know, and they said, you know what they want to talk about today. Everybody knows it's the Animal World Day, and I want to thank all of you. Yes, it is. We'll be talking about some of the things that we've got. I want to make a really good chance for you to call that 773-897-6461 for the readings. We'll be giving that away here, and I'll be giving a little time with some of you that have called in, giving each of you a little bit of time with me to see if I can help you with those questions. We're looking here. We're talking about coyotes. We're talking about that totem, and Daryl had wrote in about this. Daryl's asking what to do with a relationship when he has a coyote totem and he's not been able to find love. He's a 40-year-old man. Daryl, what I'm telling you, what I'm seeing here with that energy is I want you to work with all four totems. This is the key, and this is the part of the energy that you'll see a lot of individuals work with. I don't want you to get misconstrued here. You sound like you're working with a person. I'm very respectful of your medicine man or honestly your teacher. Always go with the person you're resonating with, you know, unless that isn't working for you. And then, you know, I do encourage the teacher picks the student only when the student's ready, but the student also is able to go and get the power and should be able to work with the strongness of others. You should be able to learn from everyone around you. So what I feel is, what I'm getting here is I feel that you need to work with some of your other totems. You know, and you've gotten this, that you're a jester and you make jokes and you're very much the trickster, which is also the coyote. You have been known to keep your own territory, but yet you have a very habit of moving around within this area that you live. It's also another coyote characteristic. And as we were talking about in relationship, working with the other totems, you may find that you have a totem that's more solid, because I'm looking at your energy here, and what I'm seeing is that your top totem is actually a very beautiful meadowlark. Now, a meadowlark is a bird that verbalizes. As you know, we all know the morning meadowlark and the beautiful song. But a meadowlark also is one who picks a mate and stays pretty much with the mate. Will have arguments, like to be verbal. Do not get with someone that's quiet if you're a meadowlark, because you're going to have problems. This is something that's true of most totems that you know that make very loud sounds. You also are going to laugh at me, but to your other energy, you have a monkey. A monkey is a chatter. It's a social animal. It's working with it. So, Daryl, that is what you want to do. You want to find someone, as you were looking here, that's working out. I see that you have three relationships here. I feel that you've had a relationship that's going on about a couple of years, and I feel that lady is very long black hair, and I'm seeing that you and her have a very good time together, Daryl. And I feel that she's fun, and you've learned that it's okay for each other to date other people. I feel this is an open relationship. What I'm also seeing with the other part that I'm reading here, it's been a couple of years since I've, and it's good to read your aura and be on just what I'm getting here. I've got you texting me at the same time, but don't tell me anything. Just let me read your aura and show you I'm accurate still. You know, you never know. Jethro could have fell on his head up here in Washington, D.C. It's a wild place. What I want to look at is I want to see here. Okay, thank you. What I want to look here and I want to see, Daryl, is I want to look at the energy there. I want to make sure that you're getting that part of it. Those of you who are keeping track, we're on Skype there, and it's Psychic Jethro, and you can join me there in our room there that we also chat in, and send me your pictures if you'd like to have me read it. We obviously can't do that through the other radio, but we do it on Blog Talk. Was not able to, but I'm able to do that through the Skype, so now you know where I'm at. I'm also do Psychic Jethro's room. For those of you, will be giving away a little contest a little later. We're going to be giving away two prizes today. One of them is a beautiful jade necklace. If you go to jethrosmith.net and give me your information, I'll never share it over the name. I will have to share your first name or the name you give me so you know you won over the area and your state, because I want to make sure that people understand this is a real thing. I've been doing this for, those of you know, doing this for over 30 years. The psyche's gone wild. I've been giving away prizes, and I want to do that. I like that. It's my way of giving back. It's also fun. This is where I do ask that you guys respect of it, you know, and send me the real thing, because I'm going to pay out of my pocket the, you know, mailing and send you this. But two people are going to get a prize here today. One of them is a beautiful jade necklace. Jade works with the energy of the heart and relationship. This brings me back to my email reading. Daryl, you need to work with your heart relationship and talk with your own guides. Your guides are giving you more than one message. You've got a totem over here that's socializing, and here comes the second woman I was talking about. I feel there's another woman. Her hair is shorter, but she's a little lighter, darker hair, lighter hair and dark streaks in it or something. It's kind of a mixture, and I feel that she is your person that's resonating with this, out there having a good time. She's another person that's there, but she has another relationship, so this is a joint part for both of you two to do. I feel that's happening. Your third relationship, and I have a lot of you writing into me, I'm a monogamous person, just so you understand, and this is all right, and this is this person's lifestyle. Judge not, lest you be judged. As long as two adults or three or four or whatever are all happy, that's your business. What I've got is people writing me, Daryl, I want to thank you because of letting me read this. The third person is a person who's actually about 7 to 8 years younger than you. She's in her 30s. You're almost close to my age, and that we all, I'm not saying ages, but what's happening here in the love and the relationship is this person is still very verbal, very much out there, and you two are really finding that energy, but you can't seem to relate and stay together. So you have an off and on relationships with these ladies, and this is what you wrote to me about. Professionally, you know, and confidential, what I've read here and what I've said stays here, is over the radio, so Daryl is giving me another name, but he knows who he is. What Daryl, I'm telling you, Daryl, you've got to make sure that as you sent this to me that you do check out. I see a red shirt, I see some other things happening, and I see you taking a stance, and I feel that that time is here in October, and I feel it's on the 17th. I feel that you're going to make a really good, positive decision. No, it's not blood. No one's beat you up. You haven't, you know, dated someone's wife. This again says, and I'm teasing you. But what I'm seeing with this red is I'm seeing you getting the grounding. I'm seeing your energy realizing you're ready for it. I do feel that one of the three ladies is going to be the person. I can tell you this person has something to do with flowers, and they like to do unique things with food. Like they don't really home cook for you, because I feel that you've had that with all of these relationship, but I feel this woman is actually has some very unique things that she's done to help you, not only in health, but she really has your heart, and I feel that's the woman you're going to choose. I love all of you guys. We're having a little bit of time here. I'm going to come back and grab those phones. I want you to just take a few minutes here and listen to Baby Paul in Beautiful Girl. And thank you all, and welcome back. I've got everything working here. We get these phones. Let's grab some calls. This is Psychic Jethro. Those of you know, I was born with this gift of being able to read and see the future. I want to make sure and give you a really good, accurate reading. So let's take a few minutes here and grab a few phones, and hopefully we've got some individuals we can have with it. 631, we're going to have some fun. This is Jethro. How are you today?
I'm doing good. My name is Suzanne. I have a couple of questions. My first one is I'm applying to bus companies to be a bus matron because I'm subbing as a teacher assistant right now, and it's just not enough money coming in every week. Do you see that happening for me and soon or something else?
I do see it, Suzanne, and I feel like you're in the process of something that's taking a little bit of red tape or something. Something's getting you. I keep seeing papers, and it looks like it's been kind of stalled a little bit or something, and you – I feel like you're at that point where you're ready to take off, but it's just not happening fast. But I do see it going into it. They show me October. And I feel like, Suzanne, that you right now you're looking at some other work that you want to have happen for you, and that's to take up some other time for yourself. I feel like you're just ready to go back to work more. I feel like this is causing you stress, and yet it's the patience of getting in and running through the, I don't know if it's papers or just timing or what, but I just keep seeing like it's not, like that hasn't, you know, everything hasn't came to fruition for what you're looking for that part-time.
Yeah. It would be morning and afternoons. That's what I'm looking for, and do like lunch, modern in between, but I didn't get any interviews yet.
Ah, see, we're still at the paper stage, and I do feel that's coming in October. Also, I'm being told something happened for you a little bit, that your guides are kind of, it seems like you've gotten some things in there. I feel like you've got some good work with it. They just haven't got to the complete getting you in with the interviews. Are you also looking at subbing or something? Because I keep seeing other people, like, you're, like, coming in and out and working for others.
Subbing
and
now, but
there.
I'm subbing as a teacher assistant. I applied for teacher aide and teacher assistant and bus monitor. I'm just waiting here for interviews. I worked for a couple of bus companies in the past. One said they didn't have a job. One I'm waiting to hear that I got in September, but I took something else. And the other two are new.
I feel that's coming there. I'm looking for that to probably in October for you a little bit. I feel like it'll probably be closer to the mid part of it around the 20, you know, it's all coming in finalized here in a week or two, and I feel you're in. I apologize that what I got with the energy they said was that it and there's something happening for here. The guides are keeping you close to right now, just what they are. I feel like there's something going on around behind the back scenes that they want you, like they want you alert and ready. And sometimes the guides do this, and they don't always explain why, you know.
Do you think they're going to call like next week or this week to interview?
Looking here, I feel like that it's going to be yes. I do feel that it's very soon. I feel like that by the time we get into here in the next couple of days, I feel like there's going to be a call, and then I feel like you're going to interview here real shortly. I don't feel it's that far down the road. I feel like maybe even by next week you've gotten the interview in, or you're real short. It's real close. It just seems like they keep showing me paperwork. They keep showing me that people are not able to get through all the stuff they're doing right now. There's just quite a bit going on there.
Will it be with a place work or a new place?
They actually had showed me that I felt like someone new. I felt like you'd be in a different area. I feel like it's a little different out, but it's a good thing. I feel like it's going to help you more for a stabler job later. You're looking for that big haul, and you are real good at your work. It's just been, you know, unfortunately you've had to checkerboard it to get things going there, you know, where you are.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I get a call like tomorrow, the next day.
Soon. I'd say by the 7th. I'm going to definitely stay with that because I feel it's very soon.
All right. Can I just ask real quick, do you see a boyfriend?
I was going to tease you about it because that's what I think they're holding you back with. I feel that they've got something in mind, and I feel that's what's happening. I feel that's why they want you in a situation where it's more better for you. I feel like where you are right now is not a dating situation. I don't feel like you date at work anyway, but I feel like they're trying to put you in a place where you'd have some elective for some single people would be more ready.
Yeah,
I think that's
right.
What part of their after.
Yeah. That's why I'm trying to get into the bus company, because where I'm working, it's not, yeah.
The guides love you, and I'm hearing that that'll be better. And I feel that bus is where there's going to be someone who's going to be not only single, but also in a position like you that wants to have that true relationship. We were talking earlier, and you probably, you know, you were listening in when I was trying to get the radio things to work with the totems. What I love is that you have a very beautiful, very shy totem. Your totem comes across to me like a very sleek, kind of a mountain lion, and I feel that it's very strong. It's very positive, but it also means that you want someone who's going to be strong and supportive of you, but also right now they have to be able to be like you, kind of be a little bit of intuitive. You don't settle for just the usual person. You want that strong, intellectual, capable person.
Yeah, you're right. All right, well, that's good. And tomorrow's my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday early.
Yeah, so that'll be good. All right, I'll start in October, hopefully, like soon.
Oh, yeah, you will soon. And I feel like by the time we get into November and my birthday is coming up in the middle of that, I feel like you'll have some kind of a relationship or someone's going to have asked you out or something starting there. It's for your advantage. We just got to hang on a little bit while they get everything, you know, aligned for what was best for your heart.
All right, so hopefully by Friday I'll be getting a phone call.
Good luck, and thank you, Suzanne. I'll put some prayers out for you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Welcome, all of you guys. Bye, Suzanne. We're having a lot of fun. I hope all of you guys are tuning in. This is Psychic Jethro enjoying the front and everybody tuning in here. I have a friend asking real quickly, please, those of you know, we've got some wonderful people. So if you guys would like to do it, I'm going to call out a little roll call here real quick, and then I'll grab some phones. 408, you're next. Hang on. 918-575-756-3764-632-202. Just reading down. 307-970. Still going down the list. There's a bunch of you guys. Just hang on. We're going to get as many as I can in. What I want to tease you is we've got a call out for talented people. Those of you who are spirited, gifted, why don't you come on the show? This is Psychic Jethro, and I'm inviting you. All of you, remember, if you got to listen to Psychics Gone Wild, you realize how many years I did that. Well, now it's a new time, a new energy, and we're starting a new event. I say I would like to help bring some new people. I call Vail up. I would like to see her come on, and I'd like her to do a reading over the air with me. Let's have some fun. Let's get Vail out there. She knows who she is. I would also like to hear from Suzanne Laurie. Suzanne Laurie, you're phenomenal, and you know it. Should be up here reading with me. Come on, one of my students here. Sunhita, also another student. Love to see you. Can't wait to have you up here. Come on up. Sohail, where are you at, my Scorpio friend? Very capable reading student. And the list goes on. I've got some other individuals that have contacted me, been working with me. Send me your biography and send it to me with experience, and some of it doesn't have to be. Just send it to me, and then let's set up a time, and I can talk with you. No charge, just a look. And I'm going to be bringing in some new people. We'll be doing a couple of days. You will be a guest star with me. So those of you know, if it bothers you, it's Psychic Jethro. I've been doing it 30 years. I've been doing the show. Okay, that's fine. You know, I'm welcoming you to come and be on here for back and forth, and it's a good, fun one. And I'm welcoming you to get to know a little bit of the ins and outs, what I do to do help. I will help you on this, and we'll be here on this station. So you'll be on Psychic Jethro Show, and your name with Psychic Jethro. So if you're good with that, come on in. Psychic's Gone Wild is a great name. We do that once in a while, and that's a regular friends of mine. And I, you know, those would be other things looking at later. I'm also looking at trying to get anyone who's gotten books out, music out, CDs, anything you'd like to help promote, get in contact with me. Let's work together to help people. So come on in. So I hope you guys are having fun. I am too. Having a lot of good things happen here for Psychic Jethro. Please contact me. I'm doing a special early bird special. For those of you contact me, you'd like to do Psychic Sedona or Psychic Tampa serious healing psychic work for 3 days, contact me. Instead of the $350, which is going to go up to, is $300 a person right now. And it's going to go up, so you need to catch me. I've known people paid a lot more, and you know it, and I know it, for a three-day class. Especially, I know of an $895 class that was put out before. So catch me right now so you can get in and get those done. I do have limited seating, so I am booking with it. I had a friend ask me, Jethro, I want to come down to Tampa, Florida, and work with you at Clearwater. This is the one you want to do. Or if you want to work with me with the Vortexes, then get me with the Area Sedona one. Doing these events is real fun. I've got two or three times open right now. So catch me. You know, we just opened them up. So definitely catch me. Leave your name at 928-284-0437 and say, Jethro, I'd like to set up that. One of the girls will call you, set up a time, let you know what's going on with the amount, and get you in for the deals right now. Hope you guys are having fun. I am too. This is what keeps the bill guy happy. So let's grab the phones and let's see what some of you guys, if we can help some of you. 408, how are you?
Hi, Jethro. How are you?
Really good. I hope I'm helping. I'm trying to get a lot of information out and help everybody, and the phones are just...
That's good. That's awesome. My name is Ola, and I just started to interview and apply for work, and wondering if you see anything coming up. I'm in no rush though, but.
No, I feel that there is things happening, and I feel like it is happening a little slow behind the scenes, but I feel like you're going to be still working here in October. I feel like it's kind of, you need a little bit of a reprieve a little bit. They said take a little time too, you know?
Okay. Oh, I will definitely do that. That's
you
great.
Know,
okay.
You also deserve a little bit of time to handle another situation of some of the work that you went through too. I feel like there's something spiritual going on here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I've changed careers. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do. Maybe that's...
That's part of what this is, and it is. I'm glad you're kind of holding a little bit, because what they want you to do is they want you to do a little more different. It's ironic, because right before you, I just announced this, but that's part of your spiritual path. You've got, right now, you need to be out there helping others. It's karma.
Yeah.
You're very good at it. You're very gifted. And all of what they were telling me is that with your purple energy and other work that you, they want you to do a little bit of a, they don't want you stuck in just an office type job or
yes.
just here working real hard for other people.
Yes.
And that's a hard one. I've been there. They were ornery to me. They used to mess up, and I was a salesman, and they would make the cash registers not work, make people cranky. Everything would
go
crazy, and they were like, would you just go home? And I'm like, I was supposed to work today. Finally, I caught on in the 90s. Go be Psychic Jethro, and it was better for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, it's interesting. Someone else mentioned purple. I called a couple years ago. Someone else mentioned purple as well, which is interesting. Huh, okay.
I love it. They said you also know that your dream energy is doing that. Part of your other is Azuriel,
yes.
one of your angels. Yes, and you have some ability, and that's why you're getting so much of that color. They said that this there's something about the man with you, too, that has to relate with that, that they want to work with you in a relationship area that is always bringing in people who are able to manifest strong individuals. And I feel that this is also where you're getting – at first I thought it was a father or a – there's another person that's sending you energy that's keeping
okay.
you – in the loop of what I call the angel's council, because at nights when you're asleep there, you're sitting in the council getting information.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, I'm having crazy vivid dreams the past couple weeks or months. So, yeah. Okay. Oh, cool.
Very good. I love it. And that's yours. And they said that's part of why they want that work. Have someone look and see what's going on with your – you've got the four totems, but you've got two of your totems stepping back a little bit, and it's time to change the career. It's
yes.
just that pull. Too many people have used you, and your mental state is going – you don't have the temper for another game.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, I was just saying before I talked to you, I'm like, oh, I got to do something new. Got to do something new. Hopefully he'll say something like that. So – kind of validating. Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is awesome. Thank you so much. Very insightful, very helpful. So glad I have help out there. So.
Me too. Oh, bless you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks so much. You have a good day. Thanks.
Wonderful. Those of you tuning in, we're having fun. Remember when you look at your auras, and this is a good question, how many shades do you have in there? Count them. I taught you guys how to do it, and I'm going to give that to you again. For those of you that are new to the show, you relax in an unlit room. That means it has to be no lighting, even candlelight's not preferred. Do it maybe in a daytime, in a dimly lit bathroom is the best, or a place that has a mirror, because you'll be working with the mirror. You need to look without looking. That means you're kind of looking at the mirror, but you're not staring intently. You're just kind of looking without looking. And my best way is, if you ever babysit children, is to remember you're kind of watching them, but you're not just staring at them. You're just keeping an eye to make sure you know where that child is. And parents all know, those of you who ever babysit. If not, just kind of relax, breathe, relax, and start to feel the energy. Start to visualize that you're looking and sensing around your body and the energy. You will begin to sense your aura. If you have a little trouble, move from one foot to the other foot. Just relax. Move one foot. Other foot. You begin to experience that. Sensing that energy in the mirror, you begin to see the aura. Usually it's a white energy around. Like I've said, do not worry if there's other energies on it. Sometimes our physical body, take note, if you have a little bit of a gray or different energy there, it may be something in the chakra that's healing. It may be a past life. It may be your own guide is working with you and has stepped in closer so that they can get its message across. Big point is take the information down and then look it up. Don't, I'm going to tease, there's names like, we won't say Wikipedia, but those names like that who don't know what they're doing, and there are groups that do. Get the information from a solidable source, which is free nowadays, look it up, and it says, blue auras mean na-na-na. This means this. I'm having a little bit of spot here. Type it in Google and look it up, and then get one of us top psychics or one of us good people later to look at it and notice it and add that as a question. One of the best things I've had with individuals who knew that I saw the aura impressed them that I was seeing exactly what they were seeing. It's a good confirmation. It's also really good for your sixth sense, because your eye, your third eye, is always trying to either open or be worked with. Very few people's eyes are completely closed. which is what I'll be showing you with the psychic boot camps that I'll be doing and the psychic work I do. I used to do the psychic boot camp with some of the phenomenal names out there. So, Sedona, Arizona, Tampa, Florida, and we're going to be doing some stuff here in Alexandria, Virginia. If those of you are up here in that area, in the Washington, D.C. area, you can catch me around. That's the funnest part about this. And I want to ask a couple of you, please like my Facebook page, Psychic Jethro. I just thank you so much, those of you going over there, and you put your opinions. Let me know what you're thinking of it. I'm putting out some new things. I'm riding some different rides there, and I was asking different ones of it. We'll be talking about the loving bird and some of the love things here later on. Right now we're in the Halloween season. We were just talking about coyotes. Those animals, those of you know, the coyote is one of those animals that rides the line. If you've ever been out in the come from the Rocky Mountains and lived in the Rocky Mountains, Wyoming, Colorado, and then over in Arizona, you notice the coyote will go over the line of the place. They know how to follow the lines. This is something that's very much, ranchers and sheep herders and problems that they've had, is that coyote's able to really get in and watch. They've learned to adapt around man very well, too. And sadly, not well liked, but one of the fortunate things is that the coyote's able to adapt and able to cross the line. So if you see seeing a coyote, or like we have there, you may have times you have to fight that. You have to be careful of overindulgence. A coyote will take days where it just really enjoys to do what it does. They've joked about the fun of the kill, unfortunately, and a coyote will, want to survive as a wildlife animal, but also has been known to do things that maybe just for the sport or the fun of its own, and unfortunately where the livestock and other individuals have been upset. So make sure you're working with those totems. It's like the fox totem. The fox totem is a very beautiful totem, but very got much of it. The fox is a magical totem because it goes between the lines too. And you'll see foxes are able and capable to go into many areas, do a lot, very crafty, smart like a fox. The old beliefs is very true. And you'll see people with fox totems oftentimes riding the lines of war with things. So I hope you're enjoying this. I am too. I've got a lot of you writing in. Jethro, it's good to hear you back. I love your voice. Thank gosh. How's it going? I'm glad you quit smoking. Yeah, I am too. I want to tease all of you I've been years of it when I had quit and went back a little, tried, not a good thing. Please, any of you who've got any great recipes, send them to me. We'll be trying out some new stuff. We'll be putting that on the recipes together there on our Facebook page. We're trying to find the new magic recipe. There's a chocolate. We all know all of us psychics love it. And there's a chocolate that has different spices put together, and it's made into a nice like chocolate bar that you make at home, melted down, and it's supposed to be able to really enhance your clairaudience. And I know there's different spices that do that, so we'll be working with some of those here coming up. I'm going to be putting up my magic cake again. For all of you know that it's my one I make and has the five herbs that bring in things. Cinnamon are known for money, nutmeg for business, different things like that. We put it together and we make this wonderful cake. You have to put orange juice in your spice cake. Those of you know, orange juice is also a very positive way to bring it in. So there's some other fun things to do. It's good to see all of you guys back. Grabbing the phones, 918, you've had to wait for me. How are you, 918?
I'm doing well. Can you hear me?
Oh, wonderful. I'm so glad. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
I guess that I don't know what happened there. We lost her. Oh, I'm so sorry, 918. 575, what's going on? How are you today?
Hi, Jethro. I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call.
Wonderful. Hang on here. The phones are dropping, people, or something. I don't know what happened to that person. I'm Jethro, and you are?
Tammy.
Welcome, Tammy. I'm just so glad you called in. I'm welcoming you calling in, and I just want to be able to get together on it, and hopefully we can help you. I feel an energy here around you. I feel like there's maybe a couple questions. Let's look at what's going on here with all this pretty color. I feel like you've got like a lot of little kids or something. Something's going on creative here around you.
I'm working on a creative project with other artists and producing a documentary for them. So everybody is artists and lots of colors. So.
Very impressive. I'm very proud of you. I haven't even, you said your name and they just started giving me the guide work of it. They're telling me this is a very good thing, and I feel like it definitely is your calling, but I feel like you have a lot of deadlines or something. There's something going on with your strategy or something. They keep using those kind of words like you're really all this beautiful creativity, and I feel it's going to go well for you. I feel that there's also some other people looking in later with your work that's going to be even stronger, some names that are going to be able to help you.
Okay. Well, that's my question. I'm looking for one, I need to come up to meet some personal financial obligations, but also, two, I'm looking at several people to underwrite this project. So I just needed a little insight, but also, first, I need to take care of myself. So I'm just kind of in amongst it all, and I need to clarify it more what I need to do.
I feel that. I feel like that they're telling me that, and I feel like, I mean to cut you off there, I feel like that they're going through another situation for you that is making, your guide work, making it more stronger for you, and I feel that it's going to be that taking care of yourself. I feel that there's going to be some other financial there that's coming in, and it's a shame, and I feel like for you that the creative thing is just to be able to have it in there and do it, but it seems like it's kind of, it's got it, it's just having some people come up, and I feel they'll be able to finance you a little later on. And I feel like it's just going to kind of unfortunately come together at the same time, which has got you stressed because you're going, okay, I'm trying to get this project, and yet I'm trying to get this to go. And I feel that's where the money is, like later in October. I keep seeing a mail. I keep seeing a person that is doing at first I thought they were car sales or selling something with business that's money, that I feel like they would have some of the funding for what you're doing. I feel like that would be good for them by having their whatever they're doing come up behind it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I have one of them that sells cars.
I feel that's who it is, and I feel that it's going to be real good. I feel like he's dragging his feet, but in response of it, too, is that it's just not able to share what's going on, you know?
Okay, I hear you.
You know, they said you were not to be able to worry so much, and I feel like that's what you need. You just, boy, you're having to do some politics here to get them.
Correct.
Why did they start doing this other work for you? The guide said that they're telling me I'm supposed to ask the question because karmically this is a good pass for you. That things have happened before with you and it just got you into a little bit of a shake-up for it.
Right.
And I feel that's what they don't want you to do, and they don't want this to get you again, you know?
Right. Am I doing it right now?
I feel that. I feel like they're going to another situation for you that it's going in, and I feel like that they are, I feel like that's what's happening for you, that it's not, it's just not taking out a toll of anything for you. They said it's become really going to work out and good for you, and it's going to happen, but this is to make sure that you get yourself, what you wanted to have taken care of, you know?
I understand.
I feel like you don't want to get these other people involved again. You've got people that would come in and help you, but the problem is then that you lose the control of the mission or something, the creative of what you're doing. And,
right.
And it's like you're between a rock and a hard spot. And I feel like these other ones just sitting down, getting it to go, they're going to be able to turn around and be able to just really step in and do what they're going. They said it's all going to be good. And I feel like by the time we get into the, even within a couple of weeks, all of it's handled. It's just, it's right now that rocky part in getting them to commit.
Right. What do
they
I
are
going to
do? It. Sorry.
What
I feel like next, I feel like that... They're telling me that there's getting that solid in of here. Let's get some of the cash in next. I feel like they're here. I've got the solid idea. They said to go to a couple of others, like to get yourself a little more eggs in the basket. I feel like trying to wait on a couple of them has gotten you stressed out. You know, the best way sometimes success is in another direction. It takes you a little bit here. I've got this proposal, and it's just putting out it's good politics. You're not going to their competition to fight them, but you're also going to some people that can stand up if they're not going to be able to make the commitment. And I feel they will. I feel you're on a basis right now that your situation is you're really just a good apple, and that's what's getting you, Tammy, is you're trying to really just sit down and go, here, I'm giving everyone time. But unfortunately, you've got to pay the bills, you know.
Right.
And you'll do it. I feel that's going to work out really good for you. The angels also said to let yourself know that you worked out what you wanted.
Okay.
So that tells me that you put on some other stuff and you became more of another work of a relationship that was going to entitle you to making sure that everything was not only your angel, but another part of it that was coming in for what the guys wanted was another faith energy. Again, they said it's like I feel like you're asking the guides to help you. and I feel like they're taking your relationship to another. I feel, and I use it as like you're dating. Do you see how I'm saying it? Because it's the guy. This is your mission, and I feel like you are doing it. I feel like you're doing everything you are, but it's just getting out the little extra different ones. And I feel like some of the guys that you're dealing with there are not taking you for serious, or they're just sometimes. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you'll up that ante of going, here, this is good, and I feel like you've got a couple more people wanting in that you didn't think of, like maybe going back over it a little bit, look at it from a distance and seeing it. You know, we were talking about as a spider, you see that a lot. That's a sign to start looking at your path and saying, okay, what else can I add to my, network or people that's going to be people that are on this or kind of projecting this of what I've got here. So that's what I feel, and I feel it's coming. I feel it's real good. I feel like this is a time that you're a little tired. They also said to make sure that you're doing time for you. I don't feel like you're getting enough rest.
I just don't feel well.
Oh, see that, and that's what that sit back and do it. We know, take a little time, get that out, take a good walk out of way, breathe, get in the way from everyone. They're telling me clear all the energies, and then as you walk back, it gives you that time to go, okay, I let all of it go, just let it go, and then come back and you'll see a fresh outlook, because what's happened is I feel like it's all there. It's just now getting the ducks and T's and the I's doing it. And a couple of them have just, it's like you're so focused on getting them to sign or getting them to get the cash, it missed something for you.
Okay. What about this business project with a guy named Mike? Is he going to come through?
I do feel it, and I feel that he is working out something with you that is there's times that he – I feel like he's trying to do an agenda or something with you. I'm going to be real blunt. I feel like this gentleman is looking at you and wanting to get close, and it's the problem you're having is you're not it's too shady or something. I do feel he is, but I feel like a good way is to kind of get some deadlines or some things there and just kind of go, here's what I'm going at and where are we kind of at, and nailing him down. I mean, you've got a side to you, and I can see that, you know, you've been tap dancing, and there's another sister to you on the other side of you going the facet of your personality of going, okay, you know, go or get off the pot, you know what I mean, the old expression.
Okay. Will that be productive, or will he go away?
I feel it will be productive. I think you're a little nervous of him, but I feel that it's good either way. And if he isn't productive, he just goes away, then at least he hasn't wasted your time. But I feel the other part is I feel he wants to. I feel like he's not certain of what all he's doing, and that's what's got you. You're used to people that having all of their, you know, not only their ducks in a row, but really on it. And he's got a great talk, and then there's that missing part there.
Right.
And I feel that, I feel like knowing. I laugh here because we both keep doing it. We both got real high energy, and I apologize. I've got a lot of blue. I've got a real sky blue energy, and it's like I can feel with your angels. They said that what would be really good for you is to do a little light manifestating. If you do that, you know, you put the three light candles together, do the energy, a little frankincense and myrrh to do sacred space, clear the energy, and then put what you really are going to have on it. Write it three times in the middle of that, and say it, do it as the energy, and just know it. Take the area, and it's like, my project is here, and I'm very forceful when it comes to the energy of it. The guides love you to be very, you know, in like Matthew in the Bible, asking you shall receive. Well, you're asking in a tense of it is done, it is there, and it's gone. And I feel you're going to make it happen. And I feel that's what's happening. I really would like to just hand you some of my Reiki right now, just to go, here, Tammy, here's a little recess so you can relax for about an hour or two and then come back and just take the game. You know, that's what I feel.
Yeah. I appreciate your help.
Thank you, and blessings to you. And if you get a chance, you know, check there on Facebook. We got the abundance prayer. It'd be good for you to say and do. And I feel like maybe even a little tree hugging out away. Breathe, relax, and see what animals you see. And then, you know, look it up in the totems. The guides and the angels are telling you a message, and I feel that you've got it. We just got to clear some of this. You've got so much smoke and stuff and mirrors and energy and all of them doing, and what they've got is they've all got it, that you're not able to just land it right now and go, here, this is solid, and you got to have it solid, because I feel you've been putting all your time and effort. Now it's time to get that paycheck.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. It's coming by the Scorpio, which is here the 21st of October. You're going to have it. It's just, we just got to get her done, and I'll put prayers towards you, Tammy.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love all of you guys tuning in and putting out the energy. Now, those of you know, I do a lot of energy and work here, and I had someone ask me yesterday, what all the prayers you do? I do the prayers of the light, the angel work, the guides. I do read the Bible. I also work with the Psalms. I'm very much with that. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about that just for a minute, and then we'll go back. I've got a couple of phones. I want to make sure everybody's getting it. Just brought up something that was very good, that brought into a really good thing. For a happy relationship, remember that you want to be able to do a happy relationship. Do Psalm 45. It's a very good one. And they finish it up with Psalm 46. And just read it, say it, do it. Those of you who know how to do the Psalms, you put the Psalm out, and that's, you know, it's P-S-A-L-M. And I've got all of you guys teasing me, P-S-A-L-M, right there. I'm typing it to you. Put that out. Settle quarrels if you're having problems with relationship. Also do those same two Psalms with 47. And work with that in relationship. These are the words and the way of working with the light. There is other means. I have a friend who does mantras. If you'd like to know some of them, I have different mantras that I've always done too that also work well. Get what works for you. Spiritually in light, you know, I had a friend say, well, Jethro, I never was able to get through all of that. Well, then that's what you want to do. You want to make sure that you're getting all of your angel work and all of your guides handling out so everything's going into a positive time for you. And that's how to do it, you know, to get with it and go with it. I've got a friend here that's writing in and saying, Jethro, we've got so many people on the phone queue. Grab a few of us. We're all waiting. I'm going to get a hold of you. How about let's try again? I think we've done, if we catch you, just let me go on with it. How about 916? Have you been on yet?
No, I haven't. Hi, Jethro. This is Nancy.
Nancy, welcome. We're having so much wild energy with the phones. They bounce people around. We had a lady couldn't hear.
Oh, wow.
We've had all of them just going all over. We love it. And that's a good thing. That's what it is. This is the old wild station, and it's always been wild. Nancy, welcome. This is Jethro. Can I help you?
Thank you. Yeah, I was just curious what you see for future work and service, and I'm in no hurry to do it yet.
I feel that this is a time. It is a time for you to do it. And they say more like spring for you. They're telling me flowers and regrowth. They're telling me that it's time to just recoup and take this winter to really get into some things, Nancy, that you enjoy. I see you not only recuperating your gains and your energy, but I see that you've also put yourself in a position where you need to get back some of the energy you did. I hope you're doing work with someone that's giving you assistance on putting up the, what I call, light and sheathing so that you're bringing back your energy without the other stuff. I feel you have a lot of individuals who pulled from you, and now it's your turn to try to recoup Nancy back.
Right. That is true.
And I feel like you're also becoming more of a strong an individual there for some of your own things that you want to do. And that's I get tears. I feel like there's an emotional release going on with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of purging, definitely. A lot of purging, you know, to get ahead.
You know, I feel like that you also are not only becoming ready for it, I feel that it'll be good. Then they're joking with you. They said that you have a white stag with you, which is a totem and a metaphysical. The white stag comes in your time in life when it's when you're seasoned and you're working with the magic of who am I? What am I doing? I feel that this is a time for you to really recuperate, and then I see you back even stronger. I do see this this winter being able to be able to get you into a loving relationship that you want to be able to go with and make sure that your angels are working out such a positive combination for you. I feel like there's a younger person or something that you are trying to, I want to say coach or be an elder to or a mentor, I feel, and it's good right now. I feel like you're just kind of like, they remind me of like Mary Poppins. I'm seeing you over helping this younger person, like, it's all right, we're okay. And I see this is going to take some of your time this winter, and I feel that it's fun. I feel it's something that you're like, a spoonful of sugar makes us happy to be around or something. It's very, very cute.
Yes.
It's very lightning, and you need it. You've worked hard for your what's gone on here.
Yeah, I was just curious. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I apologize. I keep saying to make sure, and if you get a chance to have a, and it's funny with the carnations. Carnations do a good cleansing. They say a couple of carnations in your house would be very good for you. You know, you can get them at, I buy them at the grocery store. Or you can buy them at, you know, what I call Wally World, where you can get them for like $6 a bundle. But carnations, pink and white, would be the best because it'll absorb and it'll also put some positive of unconditional love back in your energy. They did say that you will have people trying to call you back to the work you did, but you're not going to just jump right at it right away. I feel like you've got people wanting you back. Or wanting you in that area, I should say.
No, I understand that totally. I'm studying healing, you know, alternative healing, and people are trying to call me back into the Reiki, and I feel like I need to go to in another direction.
Ah, that's it. See, in there, you know, and I know, heal thyself to heal others. And you're a good one.
Yes.
I'd like you to get a hold of me. You know, I was talking earlier, and I think you were one of the ones, you came in a little late. I mean, Nancy, the phones are going crazy. But I want to tease you. Definitely contact me at my Jethro, or Psychic Jethro. It's Psychic Jethro at AOL, or, you know, get a hold of me on my jethrosmith.net. I would like to have some of you healers come on if you'd be willing to even do an hour show with me. You wouldn't have to promote your work or try a different direction. I'd like to talk about some of the old school, like healing with stones, healing with the collar energy. And, you know, as a Reiki person, you've got a lot of gift there, and it'd be fun to sit down together and chew up some of those conversations. We're not going to heal anyone over the radio unless you feel the calling, but what I'd love for you to do is I'd like to have some conversation. I get a lot of emails and people asking questions on Reiki and what your thoughts are. What do you think is going to happen to us in this 2016 with all the what's going on with us socially, spiritually, and economy? What's going to happen to all you holistic healers that have been sitting over here healing all these people, you know?
I would love to, yes.
Be very fun. Catch me there, like I said, Nancy, and I'll keep it on there. And, you know, you've got my there. If you can catch me, my phone number is on there too. Just leave your name or email me is the best way. Psychic Jethro, which is the way it's spelled, at AOL.com, and say this is Nancy, and, you know, do a little short biography. This is Nancy the healer, and this is Jethro, and we'll talk and do a fun day. And I really feel like your angels are wanting to make sure that you're not taking too much time out. They said that. I feel like they're going to keep you. That magic spoonful of sugar is either, I'm not sure if it's the students again or something. Someone's coming under your wing here this during this fall that's important for you. And I feel it's going to help both you and them. And then I feel like you're even stronger doing it. You know, I have a lot of students through the years. And what I love about it when the angels do it is they'll like here, like with you, they're giving you that time. And then they're saying, okay, Nancy, and then I see you doing some really strong modalities. I see you doing psychic protection. I see you up in the ante. You're going to be doing that strong light work of, it looks like some kind of labyrinth work. It's intensity. I see the Reiki shields and your power behind you, but I see you taking on some big stuff.
Yeah, that's probably true. It's probably where I'm heading.
I really respect that, and I tease you. I always laugh, you know, through the years, and I've always been a front runner, you know, psychic on wheels. They always joked about me in the day before this and before my calling to Sedona, and now I'm, you know, internet-wise, but I can relate with you. I've always been the one first in front. You know, they're like, I got to have you come and cleanse this house. I need you to, why are you seeing here? I had a lady one time tease me. She goes, you know, just psychic Jethro, you make me giggle. She goes, they always call me Uncle Jethro. It's a joke. And like she goes, it's just really wild. She goes, I'm going, somebody needs to get Uncle Jethro. We got weird stuff going on. I go, thanks a lot. What do you, don't you have another phone number? Well, welcome, kid and sister. I can't wait to talk to you later.
Oh, thank you so much.
Blessings, Nancy. We love it. Those guys were clicking on it. They're giving me that push. They're going to throw us out the door. Welcome, all of you friends and new ones and have contacted. Please listen in. I love it. I do want to thank you. Go to the website, www.jethrosmith.net. I didn't have anybody go over there to give away a prize. You could have won a jaded necklace today or a nice amethyst pendulum. They are, you know, a $10 value that have been sent to you free. They're very nice. I do pride myself in my objects. I've owned the Blue Moon Treasures. Those And it was in Tampa, Florida. They're on 114 Dale Mabry. It's no longer in business, but you could have won those. So please go to www.jethrosmith.net and say what you thought of the show. I'll never sell your information. The only thing I will do is I will email you periodically to let you know what Jethro's doing. But if you don't want to do that, don't put your email on there, but send me that. I want to thank all of you. I love all of you. See you next time. I hope you had a good time. I sure did. And I apologize, 575-408-918 got back, and we never got a hold of them for some reason. We couldn't hear them. 323-202-407-242-741. I'm sorry you couldn't hear us. I don't know what happened there with some of you. Thank you, guys. Please contact us again, and have a great day.